Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, I'm a TV presenter, and a gastronaut. And this edition has been made in partnership with Gelita. Today, we're looking at nutrition, asking how supplements can help us avoid physical injuries through wear and tear and to help us recover. And to help tell the story, we've got a very special guest, an elite athlete with a story to tell about collagen peptides. Now, collagen has seen huge growth in the nutrition sector. Every day, there seems to be a fresh news story about its benefits or its market share. But collagen peptides are perhaps less well known. So we're going to look at their place in the supplements market. And in particular, we'll be asking, what potential do collagen peptides offer consumers, athletes, and people with an active lifestyle? So I'm delighted to be joined by Justice Nieschlag, professional triathlete, Olympian, and member of the German national team. Hello there, Justice.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here.
That's fantastic to have you on the podcast. I'm also equally delighted to welcome Suzanne Lesser, nutritionist and director of nutrition communication at Gelita. Hello there, Suzanne.
Hello, Stefan. Hi, Justice. I'm pleased to join you.
It's great to have you both here. Now, it's pretty rare that we're joined by athletes on the podcast. So to start with, I just want to run through some of your story, Justice. And it'll take a long time to list all your successes. You've done unbelievably well. We've got Olympic appearances in Tokyo. You're the current champion and a new record holder of Germany's middle distance Ironman 17.3 Kreschko. You're also set to become the most successful triathlete of all time in the Arena Games, a new triathlon format that blends real life and virtual racing. But I believe that it hasn't all been plain sailing because you had a bad Achilles injury. And I think that's where we're going to pick up the story. Can you tell us where in your career you were and what happened?
Well, yeah, I had a patient rupture in my Achilles and had a lot of pain and couldn't train and couldn't racing really well. And probably it was just before the Olympics, but I did the MRI where I got the result just after the Olympics, so I stopped training and running after my Olympic debut. It was in August, but yeah, as I mentioned, the suspicion of the patient rupture or the Achilles injury was before the Olympics, and it was the Olympic Games, so I was just going on trying to train as well as I could with that problem and trying to race as well as I could for the Olympics. Didn't work well on the Olympic distance in my individual race where I finished 40s and had a kind of happy end with a mixed team relay in the sixth place. That was really a good result for our young team and we're quite happy to finish our Olympic experience like this.
And injuries like that, it's not just about the physical problem, it's sort of emotional issue as well. It sort of must knock your confidence really badly.
Yeah, for sure. Just with knowing you can't perform as you like and you can't train and race like 100% due to the pain. Yeah, it was really a tough time for me as I knew, okay, you couldn't prepare for the event you trained for 4 years and you prepared for 4 years and then it's like this. That's super hard to accept and was not a good time for me.
Really tough, isn't it? So what was the prognosis at the time? And so how were you expected to recover and how quickly did you actually recover?
I really didn't get a prognosis after the race. We just saw on the MRI there's a patient rupture, so I had to stop for minimum 3 months of running. And during the period, I had a bad bike crash and broke my acromion clavicular joint.
Oh, crikey.
And had a surgery. So, I really stopped for 3 months. Didn't run any meter. And afterwards, I was really slowly getting back to kind of normal running training. But I had to be careful and was a long way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And how quickly did you actually recover? How long did it take?
Actually, it was exactly 3 months. I stopped running and on the 1st November, I had my first running. It was like, I think, 3 times 2 minutes. It felt really long, but it was just 2 minutes, really easy jog with some rest in between. And that was my really first run. And I started to build up like doing next time 3 times 4 minutes, 3 times 8 minutes. Yeah, that was really hard for me.
Going very, very carefully. And tell us about how you discovered Jalita and started using Tendo Fort.
I already started straight before my Olympics when I felt, oh, there's something wrong with my Achilles, and nutrition was never a big part for me. I was carrying off. But when I had these problems and felt the pain, and yeah, my management was there and providing me with some new things and said, oh, nutrition is a big part and probably it will help you. We have connection here. And yeah, Jalita and Tendo Forte, quite a good thing. Try it and use it, and hopefully you will recover as fast as possible. And so I started straight before the Olympics. And because I was still running and racing, it was not getting better until the Olympics. But afterwards, when I stopped and doing my rehab, it improves quite well. And so far, I'm still using it because I know my Achilles is probably weak, the biggest weakness in my body. And to improve my performance, I need to stay injury free. And I'm trying so far and it works really good.
Excellent. Okay. So Suzanne, let's come to you to introduce any of our listeners who don't know who Jalita are, the work that you do, and can you tell us a little bit about what bioactive collagen peptides are?
Sure, just briefly about myself to everyone listening. I'm a sports nutritionist by training, and in my early career I worked with athletes, but I have spent most of my years now working with the food industry. And the work I do is to transform nutrition research into food supplements that can bring like a true benefit to the health and performance of people. So at Jalita, my role is to spread the word and have conversations like this about science and the experiences of people using the collagen supplements. Now, about Jalita, we are one of the biggest producers of collagen peptides in the world. And as you said, Stefan, as collagen becomes more and more popular, we can find Jalita inside many of the most famous supplement brands we see out there on the shelves. Jalita is a German company, and we have been producing solutions out of gelatin and collagen for almost 150 years now. And the history behind what we have been up to in this over 100 years, just to give you an idea, goes from producing gelatin for Kodak films to using gelatin to restore like historical pieces of art and books. And more recently, for the past 10 years, we have like in foods, these very interesting nutritional collagen peptides like Tendo Forte that we'll talk about today. You also asked about what are bioactive collagen peptides. The collagen peptides, they are the active substances in proteins. Proteins, they are made of amino acids, and the name peptide means sequence of amino acids in proteins, like bound together as in a pearl necklace. Now, the bioactive peptides, they are the beneficial sequences of amino acids that naturally exist in the matrix of the collagen proteins. And normally these peptides will rest there like hidden, inactive, simply as sources of amino acids. But once these beneficial strings are unlocked from the protein matrix, they then come to life. They become very powerful active substances on their own, able to stimulate the body's metabolism for the desired health benefit. So what we do at Jalita is to unlock these bioactive collagen peptides from the collagen matrix, from the protein matrix. We take out the beneficial peptides, and offer them ready and bioavailable in our products. So I want you to notice that these are just not random peptides or free amino acids from the breakdown of protein. These are selected peptides that are bioactive, hence they are the active substances in protein. So for Jelita, obtaining these peptides from the collagen matrix is like doing sort of a word search puzzle, except that we are not looking for sequences of letters that form a word, but sequences of amino acids that have a health benefit.
Hmm. And I mean, I've worked a little bit with Jelita in the past, and Jelita just seems to be relentlessly innovative and always coming up with the most extraordinary new ideas. And so I've been following the path of Jelita for a good 10 years now, and they do some extraordinary work. Now back to you, Justice. Now, we all know that the body has to be in good shape to compete, and I understand that you've got a degree in sports science and you're working towards a master's. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you had your injury, how much care was taken with ligaments and tendons, and how much knowledge was there about how they function?
Yeah. So to perform on such a high level, your body has for sure in really good shape. And when you have pain, it's not possible to give 100%. Because the pain is kind of a safety mechanism, and it stops you to overreach the Achilles is, you have a total rupture or something like this. So I was not in that shape to perform really on that high level. In my bachelor degree, I learned a lot of tendons and ligament problems and injuries and how to care, or just I got just a few tools how to care during these problems or injuries. And it was more about prevention, but to prevent something, you have to know about that weakness. So I was not really caring about my Achilles and didn't do any prevention for this because I was more focused on just training and recovery and improving my performance. So yeah, maybe that was a problem, but now I'm a little bit more focused on rehab and taking care of all this stuff. So hopefully it will work well out for the future. And even with the subject of the nutrition, improving my nutrition, I will hopefully stay injury-free for the future.
Yeah. So, and how badly did the injury affect your performance? So you were out for 3 months, but then also presumably after that, there must be a lingering effect or you holding back a little bit whilst you're performing.
That's true. So when you have a 3 month stopping for running or stopping training at the triathlete, that's quite a lot. Normally we have just 2 weeks to the end of the season for recovery, and afterwards you're going back into training. But there's a huge difference going back into training after 2 weeks kind of holiday, or you're going back to training after 3 months doing nothing with a surgery on your shoulder and a partial rupture in your Achilles. So it's more than just the 3 month. And the plan was to be back racing in May, but it came different because the recovery went so well and I improved really quickly. So I restarted already to the beginning of March with my first Olympic distance. That was really crazy early. And the performance was not too bad, was probably not my best, but it was the first race in the season. And afterwards, I went to the Super League Arena Games, that super short formats, and that worked really quite well. So I was happy to be back racing, and yeah, went all better than expected.
That is quite extraordinary. But okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the Arena Games? Because there's an e-sports element. And I wonder, is there any difference in how important your tendons and ligaments are when you're taking part in things like the Arena Games compared to a traditional triathlon?
Yeah, for sure. I think the importance of tendons and ligaments is always quite high. But in racing Arena Games, it's different because you're running on a curved treadmill, and this is more smooth than running on the normal street. And for that injury on my Achilles, it was all about the impact. So if you don't have such a high impact running on a curved treadmill, it's much better for me. So yeah, worked quite well for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So Suzanne, let's take this apart a little bit. Can you take us inside the body now and look at the role of connective tissue? Where do we find it, and what role does our diet play in maintaining connective tissue?
The connective tissue is everywhere in the human body. And to give you an idea of the dimension of collagen proteins in these tissues, collagen makes up around 3/4 of our connective tissues. And when we hear about collagen, we immediately associate it with the skin. But if we look under the outer skin, we find that collagen is also, as Eustace is telling us, tendons, ligaments, also in the cartilage of joints. Now, collagen is also in the bones, something that people don't think about it at all, but the main protein in bones is collagen. Now, very interesting, there is also a type of inner skin in the body, which is called the fascia. We are hearing more and more about it, and I have seen a good description of it. That is, the fascia is like a cling film, a matrix inside us, like sheets and sheets of connective tissues that are made up of collagen. And what the fascia does is to hold our whole body together. It wraps organs, but what is interesting for sports that we are talking about here is that the fascia also wraps up and organizes the muscle fibers. So the muscle fibers, they don't exist on their own. They are surrounded by these layers and layers of connective tissue rich in collagen. So the fascia organizes the muscle fibers in a sort of insulated bundles, like we tend to organize wires. And the importance of all this is the way the fascia organizes the muscle fibers, it supports muscle contraction, it transfers the muscle force, and all this is key for movement, power, and the performance of the athlete.
And I guess for people who aren't athletes as well, I mean, it's essential for daily life as well, isn't it?
It's essential for daily life as well, because all of us, we are losing collagen at a rate of 1-2% per year since, let's say, the age of 25. So we start losing collagen at 1% per year. Of course, we are being exposed to the elements of the weather, to stress, smoking, high sugar diets, alcohol intake. So we are on a decline, and we have to slow down this decline. And especially as we age, especially women after menopause, we start losing collagen at a rate of 2% per year. So we have to kind of look after the diet to be able to slow down this decline. And in the diet, we find collagen in meats. That's only in animal food sources. So it's important to mention here, we see some promotion of vegan or plant collagens, but these are most of the time just blends of free amino acids. So vegan collagen won't have the bioactive effect from peptides. This is what I am trying to say, because there are no peptides in these products, no active substance, just the free amino acids building blocks.
So when it comes to getting the amino acids needed for the renewal of connective tissue, how do supplements compare to just more common dietary sources, just eating meat?
Yeah, collagen in the body contains two amino acids, which is the proline and glycine. These two amino acids, they make up half of the body's collagens. The rest are other amino acids. And it's the same in collagen supplements, where half of the amino acids are proline and glycine. Now, no other dietary protein source will contain these amino acids in such abundance. Most protein sources in the diet and in supplements will contain typically just 10% proline and glycine. So most of the protein sources that are adequate to recover muscle fibers are not sufficient to recover the connective tissues. And we are right now supporting research that will better explain this out there soon. Now, among the foods that are natural sources of collagen in the diet, there is so much disparity in the concentrations of collagen that if an athlete's looking for restoring doses or like just this, like healing doses of collagen, the supplements will then be more reliable sources. And this was in fact the conclusion of a study done in Australia that looked at the amount of collagen across different bone broth products, for example.
So Justice, if we sort of apply this to your recovery, can you talk us through the physical aspects and also the nutrition side of it? Because I'm interested in how supplements featured in your program of recovery.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I had huge pain during the run. So the first step for me was to reduce my running, trying to find different sports I can do. So like going on the elliptical or doing aqua jogging. Mm. Did a little bit more on the bike, but in the end, yeah, running comes from running. So you still have to run to improve on this. So when I was running, I wasn't allowed to go for like sprinting. Did really less of fast intervals, but when I did some, it was just on race pace and with a really slow acceleration. So I had to be really careful, not risking a full rupture of the Achilles. Yeah, when I was running, I tried to reduce the pain by compression or taping, but in the end, I have to say it didn't work well. So I had to run with some pain and try to prepare as best as I could. And on the nutrition side, I was using the Tenda Forte every day. I used 10 grams and it was always 30 minutes before I did my rehab workout like eccentric. And I still use it so far and still doing my eccentric work, but now not every day. In the past, I was doing it every day, but now I'm just using the Tenda Forte every day and doing 2 to 3 times a week some eccentric work.
And just can you tell me a little bit about how you use it? Is it easy to take the Tenda Forte? Is it easy to regulate it so that you're constantly getting the dose that you need?
Yeah, I think it's super easy because you just mix it with water, like 250 milliliters. You can squirt really easy, and then you can drink it before you're going for your training. So for me, it's super easy. You can do it for breakfast, or you can also use it during your ride. So whenever you want, it's super easy to take.
That's great. Now, Suzanne, back to you. Collagen peptides, they're not really that well known to consumers. I mean, certainly less so than collagen itself. So I'm interested in where the scientific understanding is. Are there proper studies which back up the experiences of athletes like Justice?
You are right. The evidence behind collagen peptides has grown exponentially, but just in the last 5 years or so. At Jalita, we have been researching the bioactive collagen peptides for what, a good 4 decades now. And this will include all the cell culture and pilot trials that led to defining the right bioactive peptide pools that make up a specific product like Tenda Forte that Justice used. Now, studies to back up the efficacy of Tenda Forte specifically, we have a study done by the Australian Institute of Sport where Tenda Forte helped injured runners to return to play. These runners, they were struggling with chronic problems with their Achilles tendons, just like Justice was. And this was a pilot study, but then we followed with a large study that used Tenda Forte. And in this one, we saw improved stabilities of the ankles during both daily activity and sports in people who were more prone to having ankle sprains. Now, another highlight is a study that has been published just like in April 2022. We saw that using just 5 grams of Tenda Forte daily for just over 3 months resulted in the hypertrophy of both the Achilles tendon and of the calf muscle. And this is super important for athletes to sort of reduce the tendon stress. So these are the main study highlights. We can leave the reference to all these studies in the podcast page so that listeners can read them at their own time. And I would like to say, please get in touch with us to let us know what you think, because I would love to hear more thoughts, experiences, and even ideas for future research from everybody.
So, that's the interesting part of this for me, because I mean, I'm pretty good at running, maybe not quite as good as Justice. And for those of us who are not elite athletes, but are pretty active, would we see any benefit from taking these supplements?
I most definitely can tell you that you will see a difference. I personally take my collagen every day. I have a physically active lifestyle, just not as good as Justice.
Who could be?
But I think you and I are very similar. So I think there is a place for collagen in everyone's diet, really. That's not only to make up for a lack of food sources in collagen in our diets. I just want to point out, collagen is in meats, and as athletes look to reduce the fat intake, they are eating less and less of the parts of meat that contain collagen, like the skin of fish, skin of chicken, organ meats. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, the collagen supplements, they are useful not only to get the amino acids that we are not taking, but because of the bioactive benefits of collagen peptides in keeping the cell metabolism working at its optimal. Remember, collagen is this most abundant protein in our bodies. It's everywhere in the connective tissues. It's in our joints, muscles, skin, bones. But as I said, we are losing it at a pace of 1-2% every year. So the bioactive peptides, they will not only make up for a potential lack of collagen amino acids in the diet, but they will also stimulate the protein metabolism of our connective tissue cells. And the main benefit for everybody here is can slow down our collagen decline with this bioactive effect. So I recommend to you, Stefan, and everyone taking 5 to 10 grams per day of a specific bioactive collagen peptide, like tenofortis, just as Justice did.
Yeah. Now, Justice, supplements is a sector that's rapidly expanding. But from your point of view, do you think it's an area that's trusted and fully understood enough by consumers?
I guess that's hard to say. Just from my side, before my injury, it was a part which was not fully understood by me, and also, yeah, I didn't know a lot of this, so I'm just guessing that's a part that is not fully understood and can be improved. But I think this sector is just in the beginning, so it's improving or quite fast. And in the end, you have to say, when we're talking about trusting, I'm sorry to mention, but I'm from high performance sport, but there's a part called doping, and I just can say Gelita is a company which is tested and certified with a product, so you can trust. But probably there are some other companies you have to be a little bit careful with. But in the end, I think talking about the subject like we do here, it's important. And if the consumer just understands how it works and how it can help you, then it will be understood and also trusted by the consumer.
Yeah. And Susanna, I mean, what's your perception of the confidence that consumers have with supplements?
I think Justice has said it all, but I would add that food supplements is a very diverse sector. And just like the case for everything in the food chain, some products, companies and science are trusted, others are not. So I think that the consumers, the public, are the real gatekeepers of the food supplement sector in a way that what they understand, what they trust, will be successful. And I think that right now, collagen today, with the science, with the huge work that has been done, the consumers trust it. And why? Because people are, like Justice, are using the collagen peptides, they are feeling the benefits, and they are feeling good about it. So they are seeing in themselves the results that the science has promised. Hence, I think they keep on coming back to it and recommending it to others. And we only hear amazing stories from people. And one has just been told here very nicely by Justice.
So Justice, has your experience changed your perceptions about what you can achieve in sport? I mean, you're doing pretty well, let's face it. you're at the absolute top of your game. But do you think that you've now changed your ambitions?
Well, so far it worked really well for me at the start of the season. So maybe it changed a little bit. But the past years, they were all about trying to stay injury free, because I really had to improve my running. And always when I make the next step and improving my running, there was an injury and I had to go back and restart it. And when I was really back on my running level, there was the next injury. So this was really hard for me. And so now it feels great to wake up in the morning and going out of the bed without pain. And so hopefully I can now make the next step on my running performance, and with the first results this season and the really quick recovery from my Achilles injury, I'm kind of confident that I can make the next step and improving on my performance.
Yeah. And just the last question then for you, Justice, is both from a competitive and a nutrition point of view, what does the future hold? What are your ambitions, and how can we keep in touch with your career?
So my goal is still on the short distance triathlon. So I will try to qualify for the next Olympics in Paris. This is really my big goal, to do better than in Tokyo, especially on the individual race, going there without an injury, improving my performance so far. But on the way to the Olympics, I try to do some middle distance races like I did in Kraichgau this year, and getting more in touch with the new kind of racing. And after the Olympics, I'm probably done on the short distance and will step up for middle and maybe some long distance. I don't know yet, but that's the plan. And hopefully I will stay injury free. I will still use Tendo Forte, and so I think I'm best prepared, and that's my plan for the future.
Well, it sounds really exciting, and I wish you all the best for it. I can't wait to find out how you do in the future as well. So Justice Neuschlag and Suzanne Lesser, thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my pleasure. Very nice chat.
It was great to hear from you all. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode brought to you in partnership with Jalita. If you did, there are hundreds more at foodmatterslive.com. For example, if you go to the site and search esports, you'll find a previous episode made with Jalita. It's all about how esports athletes are using nutrition to gain a competitive edge. Follow to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And thank you so much for listening.